This is Elevated with myself, Jenna Lee Belong, and I'm excited because I get to welcome to the program today Bafunzi. We're going to listen to her brand new song in a moment. But I am blessed because today we are going to get to know the woman behind the voice a bit better. She is Bafunzi, Johannesburg-based recording artist, worship leader, whose voice is anointed with purpose, born into a pastoral household as well. She began loving music at a very, very early age, and I'm going to leave the rest up to her to share with you today. Bafunzi, good day and a warm welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Hey, Jenna, thank you so much. I'd love to greet the viewers at home. I greet you, the listeners at home. I greet you all in the matchless name of Jesus. Yes, this is Bafunzi. Thank you so much for such a warm welcome.
You are welcome. I'm very excited to get to know you better. And I was so intrigued to see that you are a pastor's kid. You grew up in a pastoral home. Tell us all about that.
I really just want to believe every singer is from a pastoral home right now because whoa. I'm from a very strict family that holds Christian values. I think that is one of the biggest thing that actually caused me to shift my focus as I was growing into ministry and really just want to dive into what the Lord has called me to do because it's something that I saw at home that you can actually live in a God ordained purpose and you can actually be all that God has called you to be.
What were some of the challenges of growing up in a pastoral home or being a pastor's kid? Was there any pressure or beautiful things that you learned from there? How would you describe being a pastor's kid?
As a kid, you're obviously not gonna see the beautiful side of it. It feels like bondage. It feels like, why am I allowed? I'm not allowed to do everything that I want to do. Sometimes you feel that you're not even allowed to be young. I mean, because there's already too much responsibility, you know, upon you because there's so many eyes on you already. But the beautiful part of it is that you get to experience God from home. And I mean, I feel like there's something special about experiencing the Lord in your household, in your own household, where you are from. You actually know that this is it, and God is surely there.
Amen, amen. Would you say that your relationship with God then was formed from a very young age? Or was there a moment, Bafunzi, in your life where you felt like this was your personal encounter with God? This was your revelation moment? This was your turnaround moment?
I used to say to my friends, the Lord doesn't have grandkids. Like,
That's
you
right.
can't be a granddaughter or grandson in the kingdom of God, maybe because your parents are pastors or they're born again. You have to get to a place where you actually accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. So that day also called me. While I was just busy being a child, late during my high school years, I remember very well. There was my current pastor, actually, Dr. Apostle Bakke. My current pastor was actually preaching at our assembly, and I got to raise my hand. Yes, I was born again because I'm from a Christian background, but that day I was strongly convicted that there's something that I needed to open up to for myself, not because of a teaching I got from home. So that was when I just got to have an encounter with the Lord and I ran with it.
What would you say is your personal revelation of who God is? Who is God to you in your most secret moments? Who is He to you in your private moments when you are not in, on a stage leading people in worship, when it's just you and God? Who is it to you?
My dad, the Lord is my dad. The Lord is my father. I've really known him to be father. Well, the word of God says he is I am, which means he can you can employ him to be anything that you want him to be at any given time. But I feel like the biggest way I have identified him is as a father to me. There are moments where I was like, Lord, I really need to know you beyond me just being a servant. Because if I come to you as a servant now, it's going to be a reward and work type of thing. But I just wanted to know him so deeply. And the deepest, closest was me allowing him to be my dad and parent me.
I want you to just before we get to the music, talk to me about growing up, being a teenager. You know, we watch young people going through that phase, that difficult phase of finding your identity and knowing who you are as a person, who you are in Christ. Later, we know to describe it as knowing who we are in Christ, but at during adolescence and your teenage years, we just call it sometimes finding ourselves. Did you go through a phase of self-discovery? Did you ever go through any peer pressure? Ever experience any bullying that helps you to relate to some things that the young people are going through?
I kind of have always had a knowing of who I am and what the Lord ha has called me to do because my mom used to speak so much life into me. She would make me stand and sing, and she would speak life that you're going to find favor with the Lord, favor with man. You are loved by people. You are loved by the Lord. This is what you are going to grow up to do. You know, even though there are peer pressures, you know, along the way, I want to be a dancer. I want to be a poet. I want to be a what, all, you know, everything. But I think one of the biggest things that kept me grounded is that I started singing at a very young age, and I was singing opera. Like, I grew up singing opera. Like, I've known myself to be an opera singer until I graduated from college.
Well, help us understand when did you discover your voice and specifically opera? How old were you? When did you know that you could sing? Or was it your mother that really just instilled that in you from a young age?
I think around the age of 5, so I'm from Eswatini, born and bred in Swaziland, just currently based in Johannesburg. So in Swaziland at around 7 p.m., so the news go through in the radio, and they always start with a national anthem, our national anthem. So my mom used to make me sing the national anthem along, I think from the age of like 5, 6. She used to love it when I sing the national anthem. I think that is when she discovered my voice. Later on in primary school, when I was maybe around grade 3, one of my teachers says, we actually have music starting. So, but I'm like, I think I can dance. I think I want to be a dancer. You know what I mean? She's like, no, I feel like you can actually sing. Let's try it. So that was when I started. I think I was around 8.
Wow. And today we have to thank God for that teacher. We have to thank God for your mom because they unearthed that gift that is inside of you that has led you to where you are today. I mean, you are part of a ministry where Dr. Barclay Dlamini is involved as well. We're talking about Yonder Worship Center. And then you also are a worship minister at Jesus This, Jesus That, of course, that movement led by Rory Sangtandekee. So we're going to talk about that in a moment. But I want us to play your brand new song. Congratulations, Qualisa Lenzao. Before we listen to it, tell us all about it. What does it mean? What language is it? What's the message that you're conveying through this music? Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Oh my God, that's so beautiful. I don't think I'm getting used to the fact that I have a song out there. But then Qualisa Lenzao is a song written in Siswati. It's Swati. It's written by a friend of mine, Usiphiwe Ntoni. So it basically means fill this place with your presence.
Okay.
It starts by saying, Ndlondlobala Nkosi, Siniphethini, arise king as we decrees. Do your will, fill this place. So I decided to title it Gcwalisa Lendawo because when we were recording, we actually got to sit on the Gcwalisa Lendawo part. So I strongly felt like this would be the title of the song. It felt like a cry and a prayer and a longing, to ask the Lord to actually fill us up with his glory.
I heard you saying earlier that you're not getting used to hearing your song, Gcwalisa Lendawo. What does it feel like to know that it's being played on radio?
Like a dream come true, I've always said that yes, it's what the Lord has sent me out to do, but I've always had a dream as well. So everybody feels good when their dream is fulfilled. You know what I mean? So it really feels amazing.
You've served though, and you continue to serve. I spoke earlier about you being part of the ministry that's under the leadership of Dr. Barke Dlamini. You also help out with Rorisang's Jesus, this Jesus, that. How did you get involved in all of that, and why is it so important to you to serve?
Your Worship Center is home church for me, where I am discipled. I strongly believe that I need to be discipled. As a young worship minister, I have to report somewhere. I have to be accountable somewhere. So part of the calling that the Lord has placed in my life, I feel like being rooted in a church setting actually helps me to grow even in stature, in wisdom, and in the gift that the Lord has given me. So that is how I actually got to be grounded and planted at Yonder Worship Center. And then for Jesus this, Jesus that, I think there was a time when they were looking for singers. Yes, there's a time where they were looking for singers. And that is how I actually became a part of it. And I strongly thank the Lord for that because I got to meet amazing people, really cool people who are my friends even now, who have been helping me. They've been of so much help. So I feel like the Lord knows, man, what he's doing when he puts you in places like that, because in his word he says that when he sent you out, there's always grace of ease. He already has things placed for your help. So I feel like that is what Jesus this, Jesus that did for me, in as far as connection and relationship is concerned, but also having to grow as a minister, because that is such a huge platform, and we don't just look at people who are there, we look at souls that the Lord is looking for. So it's big because there's also the burden and the responsibility of prayer, because now you have to lead God's people to a place of an encounter. So that is so big to me.
You've now released this incredible song. Once again, it's out there. It's getting rotation on radio. I don't want to say dream. What's your vision? What do you believe your calling is, or your purpose is, according to God, and the burden He's placed in your heart for the next few years? Some of your short-term visions that you still hope to accomplish with your ministry?
Sure. I was saying the other day that when I have a conversation with the Lord around what is next, what am I doing, what where to from here, he normally doesn't use the word song. He uses the word sound, because when we say song, a song is limited to a certain region because of language and other things. But a sound is relatable to everybody who hears it. So the conversation is that the sound has to reach the ends of the world.
Amen.
Whether it's in Asia, America, wherever, as long as it is the sound of heaven, it is going to reach the ends of the world. So one of the biggest things that I'm looking forward to see and do is to actually see the sound reaching the ends of the world and touching the earth, as per the way the Lord has spoken to me about it. And I'm really looking forward to also going to the ends of the world if I can, but I believe that with the Lord actually putting in place technology like recordings and everything, is Him sending us to the ends of the world, places where we can't reach with our physical feet. But if I can, I'm definitely there.
That's the amazing thing about technology, even with Radio Pulpit, we have listeners from across the world. Our voices are able to travel for the glory of God. But making music, even if it is gospel and it's ministry for the kingdom, it costs money being in ministry. People don't understand that it costs money being in ministry, and it costs you on a lot of levels. What else is it that you are doing, or how is God helping you to sustain you? What is it that you are trusting God for to help you to sustain you as you surrender your life and your voice to the sound?
I was saying to my manager just yesterday, I'm so grateful to the Lord because I have a gift of faith. I have a gift of faith. I just believe that the Lord will do what He says He will do, especially around the area of finances, because there's so much money that we put into the work that we do, like so much. Oh my God, so much money that goes in, but I remain hopeful that the Lord is definitely going to address the revenue of what I do. But also I am a qualified educator by profession. I am a makeup artist. I actually do a lot of things with my hands. So I think that is how the Lord has actually put those things in place to empower me, even financially.
Amen, amen. All glory to God for what He's doing in your life, Bafunzi. I've had such an incredible time talking to you today and getting to know you, and I really look forward to see what God will continue to do through you. You have the most amazing, amazing heart. What message of encouragement would you like to leave with our listeners today?
It would definitely be seek ye first the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and everything else. Oh man, I think actually I read two scriptures, I think, before I hop onto this interview. Joel 2:28, where the prophet Joel talks of the Lord pouring out His Spirit upon all flesh. And I really love that, because now when I saw the word all, I was like, the Lord is so gracious, man, because He's gonna pour it to all flesh, everyone, whether you know Him or you don't. And there's a scripture in Psalms that says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So I'm trying to drive a point to what I just said, that and everything shall be added unto you. So the Lord is such a merciful God, because He includes all of us. He welcomes all of us into grace. So I'd just like to encourage our listeners that stay in the faith, stay in the Lord, spend time with Him, know Jesus, put your consecrations into place. Be sensitized to revival, the revival that is upon us, and the Lord will definitely lift you up.
Amen, amen, amen. Bafunzi, thank you for sharing your time, your gift, and your music with us. If people want to know more, they want to follow you, they want to get the music, where do we find you on the socials?
Okay, you can get the music is on all digital platforms. The name is Bafunzi. The title of the song is Gcwalisa Lenzawo. And then on all social media platforms, I am just Bafunzi.
Just Bafunzi. That's it. Bafunzi. Go and follow her. I saw her Instagram as well. Beautiful, beautiful. I'm following her there. Find her there on social media. Bafunzi, thank you so much once again for your time, and the Lord bless you mightily so.
Lord bless you, Gina. You are so beautiful also.
Thank you very, very much. That was a lovely conversation with our guest Bafunzi. Once again, that song is Gwalisa Lenzao. Go and download the song.